Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The One We Can Trust. In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, there are words that are profound and wise and something we can rely upon. It goes something like this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own understanding. In everything, trust in Him, and He will make all your paths straight. We can trust in the Lord. There are people that want us to trust in them. Could be political leaders. It could be even pastors. It could be family members. It could be close friends. The one we can always trust upon to never fail us is the Lord. Friends may slip. They may come down with health conditions. Devastating circumstances can befall any of us at any time. As someone has so wisely pointed out, all of us are only one heartbeat from eternity. We live on such a thin thread of existence. And how people can walk through this life without trusting in the Lord is beyond my own understanding. If they could only understand and comprehend the reality that there is a heaven to gain and a hell to evade, I cannot even fathom how anyone in their right mind would not choose to go God's way with eternal joy and bliss waiting for us, promised to us. I've heard people say, I want to go to hell and be with my friends. Listen, I want to tell you, hell is going to be the most lonely place you will even imagine. You will never see anyone. You will be all alone with all of the demons that will populate that place, but you will never have a friend. You will never have one moment's peace. I mean, that's the parable that Jesus gave of the rich man and Lazarus so graphically points out. The suffering will be so great that just the thought of a touch of one drop of water on your tongue would bring relief. I can't even imagine that type of suffering. But God has promised us peace that passes all understanding, joy that is beyond comprehension, and eternity of joy and fulfillment. Listen, we're not going to be sitting on a cloud strumming on a harp. We're going to have fulfillment in accomplishment. We will be able to travel and enjoy and experience peace that passes the most amazing understanding that we can even dredge up. Oh, what we have to look forward to when we have Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord. We can trust in God. Trust in the Lord. Even though those around us fail us, there is one that never has failed since history began. And never will. We might fail Him. He never fails us. In fact, He loved us so much that in the midst of all of our suffering and in the midst of all of our failures and in the midst of all of our unbelievably rejection, He came and died for the likes of us. Oh, what love. What love. He is truly the one we can trust. Heavenly Father, as we come to you, we pray that you'd be with us this day. I pray, Lord, truly that we might trust in you in all things and give you our hearts, our life, everything we are, for everything you desire to be for us. Guide us and direct us, and we pray it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings to your hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.